USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. He didn't come out swinging, but Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has officially entered the race for the White House with an announcement on Twitter Wednesday.
I think what was done with Twitter is really significant for the future of our country.
DeSantis explained his message for Americans.
I pledge to be an energetic executive that will take on the important issues. Biden's pursued inflationary policies that are hurting working people. We will reverse those policies and we'll build an economy where working Americans can achieve a good standard of living.
At present, the Florida governor trails former President Donald Trump in almost all national polls. However, he performs well in specific swing state polls. On the issue of the debt ceiling, Democrats' minority leader in the House isn't mincing words.
House Republicans are determined to crash the economy because they believe it will benefit them politically.
That's what House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries told reporters Wednesday as both sides in the debt ceiling standoff remain at odds. Wall Street showed losses Wednesday. The Dow lost 255 points. The president and first lady are remembering the victims of the Uvalde shooting.
President Biden marked the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, saying the time for Congress to act is now.
We can't end this epidemic until Congress has some common sense gun safety laws to keep weapons of war off our streets and out of the hands of dangerous people.
Speaking from the White House, Biden said too many schools have become killing fields across America. 19 children and two teachers were killed in Uvalde. I'm John Schaefer.
The music world's paying tribute to Tina Turner. Spokesperson for the music icon said she died Wednesday peacefully, the age of 83, after a long illness. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
The Twitter launch of Ron DeSantis' 2024 presidential bid was hit by early tech issues. The sound repeatedly dropped out during the first 25 minutes of the live stream. The tech issues were eventually corrected, and his conversation with Twitter CEO Elon Musk eventually began. The Twitter Spaces at one point had over 700,000 listeners. President Biden likely didn't pass up the opportunity to poke fun at that mishap. In a tweet Wednesday after the event, Biden captioned a post linking to a donation page for his campaign saying, "This link works." Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema criticizing President Biden for what she calls his lack of preparedness on the southern border.
We, as Congress, must take action to change the asylum system in our country to stop it from exploitation by international criminal cartels.
The Democrat turned independent says the administration was not prepared for the end of Title 42, and Congress must take action to change the asylum system. The site of the mall shooting in Texas earlier this month will reopen next week. Allen Premium Outlets has announced it will begin serving customers again on May 31st. The reopening will come more than 3 weeks after a gunman killed 8 people and injured 7 others there. While the mall will be open to the public, officials said each store can decide when they want to resume operations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.